City tarmac of University Avenue, we return to your radio road hazard, the Mishki broadcast, transmitting live from the city of St. Paul, courtesy of the talk station, AM 1500, KSTP.
All right then, International Falls checking in. Tim, are you by a phone now?
Yes, sir.
What kind of a setup did you have there?
Were you
talking from a adjacent room?
Well, you don't want to know what happened there, my friend. But anyway, originally
I do want to know what happened.
Well, it was kind of on hold, and I don't know, it just went blank, my friend.
Uh-huh.
What can I say?
Have we met before?
No.
We sound like we're close already.
We should be.
All right.
You know.
What's on your mind?
Well.
Are you really in International Falls?
I'm originally from International Falls.
Well, where are you right now?
Right now I'm in Shorewood.
Oh, I see. What's on your mind?
Well, the other Tim from Orr.
Tim.
There's a lot of Tims tonight.
Yeah, we've got four more behind you.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah, one of them's Tin, T-I-N, but the rest of them are Tims. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Anyway, you're the greatest. You know that. And I could tell you about the Saints game a couple of years ago when I was listening to you. I was out there in Lake Minnetonka at the place, and we were working, and it was, like, so much fun. And you are you're a hoot. But I mean, you kind of like a little bit of, like, history. You're kind of a little bit of a history guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just, you were kind of questioning the Tim guy for more. About the gold thing. Okay,
yeah.
That's why I called.
I see.
Okay, I have a good knowledge of the whole gold thing about the Rainy Lake City and gold portage and any of that. So maybe this is boring, and maybe you don't even want to hear about this.
Well, my point was, and you can either agree or disagree. There's really not much point in panning for gold in Minnesota. If you're hoping to do it for a living.
Right. Panning is not... No, there's no such thing as panning for gold in Minnesota.
Well, what is this fella doing? Digging?
I'm not sure what he's doing, but...
Do you think he's prospecting?
Well, I don't know what he's doing. He's kind of looking around in the...
Just walking around and looking on the ground?
Steam, he was kind of looking in the streams and whatever...
Well, isn't that panning?
Well, that's you might have been panning, but maybe we should call him back and see what he was thinking.
But I mean, when you look in streams, you don't just look in the streams, do you?
Right.
You don't just look there, do you?
Right. Well, no, what you actually do when you're looking for gold in Minnesota and in Ontario, actually, I know a lot of people, and I know some people that are kind of like in the business of drilling for gold, and like I said, I could bore you with all of the details.
Well, just tell me what you do. You're walking around, and then what?
Well, you look around, and you find some of the, like, quartz. Quartz and gold come out of the same kind of, like, the spew out of the, when the earth was settled.
So if you see quartz, you know you're in a good area.
Correct.
And then what do?
Okay, and then you may, get the boys together and you start to dig. All right, and let me give you a very good example of the northern Minnesota gold rush.
We had one?
Okay, Tommy?
We had one?
Oh, you don't know about that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
I don't know if anybody does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, there was a city called you know, a Rainy Lake City, and it was like all of the people were actually there only to search for gold and to...
Okay, but let's be careful here, because what you're saying is there was a gold rush.
Yes.
How many people came? 12?
Oh, no. Oh, there were thousands.
Thousands of them?
Oh,
we,
yeah.
We had a Minnesota gold rush?
Well, I'm sorry. It's like, you know, I have a daughter, and I say, oh, geez, oh, you don't know that. I'm sorry, Tommy. Yeah, there was.
Do you know the guy?
Oranges National Park.
Yeah, I just got to tell this to you. You know the guy Falwell, F-O-L-W-E-L-L? I believe he was the guy who started. I don't know if he started or he was responsible for the early setup of the University of Minnesota and went on to write a 3-volume history of the state.
Uh-huh.
I read all 3 of those volumes. They didn't mention the Minnesota Gold Rush.
Huh.
At all.
Well.
So I'm just curious as to how well known this is. I mean, it isn't just me and your daughter unaware of it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, well, all right. I'm not making this up, but it's Voyageurs National Park.
Uh-huh.
International Falls, Rainy Lake. The reason that Gold Portage is called Gold Portage is because the settlers that came up through that area went through Gold Portage and settled in Rainy Lake City. Rainy Lake City and all of those, there's a gold mine. I mean, there's an actual
question.
Shaft. There's a shaft in Bushy Head Island, and there are many. There, Bushy Head Island, and there are several shafts.
Is that near Tojam Bay?
No,
what I'm, what I'm
no,
curious
no, no,
about.
No,
let me ask you this though: did anybody get rich?
No.
Okay. Now that's important. No one got. Usually in a gold rush, somebody gets rich.
No, nobody
yes.
got rich.
Yeah, I know, but that makes it a gold rush that, well, it sounds kind of like a hoax deal.
No, it was a bust. Oh, Tommy, it was totally a bust.
It was a total bust.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
there
many
wasn't...
Many people went up there and spent a lot of time on Rainy Lake.
So there was a gold rush, but without the gold.
Correct. Yes. I'm sorry, but
yeah.
I mean, they had a stamp mill. They pulled the rock. They pulled the rock out, and they had to smash it. There was gold there. Okay.
Some dust,
but it was very small amount. It was enough to make, you know. I mean, back in we're talking whatever 1902, it was enough to make a dollar for the people, and
a buck.
Well, you know, or so. I mean, there was a town, and there was enough to keep the people alive.
But wouldn't they have made more money if they used that same amount of time that they spent doing that, say, working in a mercantile?
Well, there was no. But the whole idea was that they were going to get rich,
right?
Because they had heard about the California Gold Rush,
and
this
they thought this was
the big Rainy Lake Gold Rush.
The big Rainy Lake Gold Rush. I'm going to look that up.
Oh, you should.
I wonder if they have anything on it at the Minnesota History Center. Have you been down there?
Oh, yes, I have. Oh, my daughter was just there yesterday with her school.
Hmm. Did she say they had anything on it?
Well, no, there was nothing on it.
The big Rainy Lake Gold Rush. What do you do for a living, Tim?
Well, actually, right now I'm a nurse at the new Heart Hospital down there at Abbott Northwestern Hospital.
Oh, okay.
I've been down there for 17 years, and the reason I
know... Do you know Dr. Craig Bowron?
Oh, yeah.
He's a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice guy.
Yeah. Next time you pass him, say, hi, Kravitz. That's my name for him. Seriously, tell him, say, hi, Kravitz.
Okay.
All right?
Well.
And then see what he does.
Okay.
All right.
Hey. Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Fred.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, I got to say something. Phyllis, if you're listening, we lost you. Would you please call back? We lost Phyllis. I'm supposed to be having breakfast with her tomorrow. Phyllis, would you call up?
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, you want to have breakfast tomorrow?
I wasn't going to call you tonight, but it's such a great program that I can't miss it.
I see. Fred, are you okay? Speaking of heart trouble, maybe I should get Tim back on the line. Are you all right?
You sound a little quiet yourself there. We three...
What? What's happening?
We're not alone.
Oh, no.
We're not even company. My shadow, my echo, and me. Now,
Fred, you've been drinking?
This is a good night to have a reintroduction of Little Sir Echo. Oh. We're going to do that in a little while. And I wanted to say that any good undertaker looks for a good vein.
I'll put that on a bumper sticker, Fred.
Look for a good vein. If you're prospecting for gold, or if you are a good undertaker, you look for a decent vein to explore.
Huh, I never thought about the connection.
You know that the embalming process is mainly the extrication of the blood?
Huh.
And the supplanting of it with a formaldehyde-based fluid that will cause a certain degree of preservation.
Would you ever giggle when you were doing an embalming?
Oh.
Sometimes?
That was a little like I was spraying the dandelions tonight, and they had so many things on the label that were precautionary that you almost feel you couldn't use the stuff.
Well, I don't think you should be, Fred.
Well, I used it, but I...
You used it because you're 80 years old, and it doesn't matter if you die, but what about the children in the neighborhood?
Well, the children, we don't have any children in our neighborhood.
What kind of a neighborhood is that?
We just have squirrels.
Well, you're not going to have as many tomorrow.
Well, maybe you'll keep the deer out, too, my wife and I were debating if we should plant the urn out in the yard or if we should spray the dandelions. And I said, "Well, we've got to spray the dandelions because they predict possible showers again." And by the way, the reason I mentioned that paddle last night for Nancy, that was for her to be able to paddle her way home when she...
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to give her a spanking. I'm sorry.
You remember the old song, Paddling Madeline Home and all that stuff.
No. That was before my great-grandparents' time.
I did believe in spanking, but usually I counted to three. And by the time I counted to three, they were usually doing what I'd asked them to do as far as my kids. So
sure.
I didn't have to use a great amount of spanking, but...
I count to three, and then Nancy does the news.
Nancy. Well, we're going to... No, she's not doing the news yet. But we got to sing My Shadow, or My... Little Sirico tonight because
maybe we should
I wasn't going to I wasn't going to call you tonight because it's too
it's
great
Thursday.
A program for me to mess it up any.
That's not true, Fred. Let's sing.
But that guy that wanted you and me, that Al that wanted you and me.
Yeah, Al wants to go
you
see
and
us.
Me and Al to go to the game.
Maybe we should.
That sort of cracked me up, too. Well,
I think maybe we should do that, but, though.
Well...
Me and Al could go to a game.
Do they...
We'll just get regular seats,
I think.
Will
Nancy be there to give me support?
I don't know.
I don't know if she would be, but...
You want to sing that
anyway,
song?
But anyway, I wonder if there's room in that stadium for all the people that would come.
Well, I was thinking just you, me, and Al.
Well, just you and me and Al, yeah. Well, that's a possibility, Tommy. But it's a night game, isn't it?
Well, it would be a night. Well, we could go to a day game. We could go to a Sunday afternoon game.
I prefer. Yeah. I don't care to. I drove by that stadium once, but it's out near the fairgrounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Want to sing that song now?
Yeah, we're going to sing Little Sirico.
Yeah, can we do that now?
We should do it now. On the three. One, you know how that goes now. A one, a two, a three. Oh, Little Sirico, how do you do? Hello.
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 Oh, Little Sirico, I'm very blue. Hello.
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 Oh, won't you come over and play with me? You're a sweet little fellow, I know by your voice. But you're always so far away. You know, Joe Soucheray the other day, he was saying he never called you.
He said what?
He said he never called you.
He never calls me?
He never called your show.
No, Joe doesn't call my show. Why did that come up?
Well, I just happened to hear, you know, I listened to him in the afternoon. I used to go over to the booth and at the state fair and talk to him sometimes too, but except for this.
But I mean, what were the circumstances? Did someone ask him, do you ever call Mishki?
Well, they had your ad on, I think. It was about, you know, the ad you have that's on sometimes, and then the guy had wondering if he ever called you on the show.
Huh.
And he, but Tommy, I got to leave you this thought tonight. At last, we're in the majority. The majority are against that guy we got in the top position of our nation here today, and I think there's still hope.
Keep hope alive, Fred.
And I never thought I'd be more receptive to the Democratic stuff than the Republican, but there aren't any more conservatives, and I am a conservative. But I sure hope I kill the dandelions, and if that guy is still prospecting up in northern Minnesota, I hope he can strike a rich vein.
Okay, I'll pass that advice about the embalming and the vein.
Yeah, any good embalming.
Sure.
When you get a good vein.
Yeah.
You want to see one with a lot of blood in there can open up and drain the blood out.
Right.
Because the blood is the reason for our sickness. A good hematologist can tell you what's wrong with you.
And there's few sicker than those who used to visit you, right?
I need to go to a good hematologist.
Yeah.
But anyway, the thing.
I gotta go, Fred.
Yeah, you gotta go now. Well, you gotta go. You gotta say that more adamantly. You say, "I gotta go now."
I gotta go now.
There, now you're getting.
I'm gonna count to three, Fred, and you better hang up.
Yeah, you gotta know where to put the emphasis.
One.
And, okay, a one, two, a three,
three,
and God bless you, and God bless me, and God bless everybody in the whole. Universe.
Wow. Where do I find them all?